Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Would you turn down a date with Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, one woman apparently did, and the response she got was epic. Victor Cruz is back.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin, hello. Thank you for joining us again. All right, let's get it.
Wait, here you are. Yes.
Thank
you.
Justin is here.
He made it to work today.
Every day for 4 years.
When you sit in that chair, they don't say your name. It's really sad.
And I'm Carissa Colliner. Okay, let's get going. All right, so it all started with a viral video that has everyone talking. TikTok user Naveen J posted a hilarious video yesterday claiming that Ben reached out to her on the celebrity dating app, Raya. You know, Victor Cruz, big member on there. Well, she thought she was being catfished, so she rejected him. But it appears he didn't like that. Watch this.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
By the way, I wish that I had that much confidence that I just assumed that the reason why somebody turned me down was because they thought I was a catfish.
Yeah, right?
Like, I want that kind of confidence.
Exactly.
Look, I love Ben Affleck. I think Affleck is the bomb, and I think that that guy is really talented. But if I was a girl who wasn't in pop culture and I matched with Ben Affleck, I'd be like, ooh, let me go see what he's been up to, and then been like, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, let me just unmatch here.
Do you think? See, I think the fact that he's still Ben Affleck, all that stuff, you can be like, well, I still want to meet him.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Okay, so legally, we need to point out that he has not independently verified the authenticity of Naveen's claims. But if that really is Ben, which we're pretty, looking at it, I think it might be, are you surprised that he actually sent her a video?
Well, I'm surprised that Ben is on Raya in the first place. Like,
really?
I mean, a ton of celebrities are on Raya, but Ben Affleck does he need to be on Raya? He can meet people every day.
Tell me, like, what celebrities have you matched with on Raya?
I haven't matched with anyone because I am not on Raya. I prefer meeting people in real life and real life interactions with
One Raya account.
He likes a club.
There's also another dating app.
He likes, like, you know, like the club.
Well, we've been in a pandemic.
Victor,
where do you go if there's no club?
It's Instagram. I mean, everybody has
Instagram
is like,
dating app.
There's so much more information on there than Raya.
He goes to the recycle bin. We all have that recycle bin that we can go to when things like a pandemic hits and you're like, hey, big head, what's been up? And then that person strolls through.
That's the time. But I don't know. Ben is also, he's like 2 inches from the camera. Like, back up a little bit. We know it's good. You know, you don't have to get that close to the camera. But I just don't know if Ben Affleck
Look at me. I can
needs
see the video.
To be on Raya matching with women. I just don't know if he needs it.
Like, I think he was probably bored at home. The kids were at Jennifer's. They told him about this dating app, Raya. And the funny thing is, I think everybody over 40 doesn't really truly understand how iPhone works. So, like, they don't know about screenshots, about video recording. And I think when you're over 40 and, like, you're rolling through dating apps, somebody needs to sit with you and explain to you that all of these things could be used against you in a court of public opinion.
I mean, Kim Whitley's only 35, but I love Kim when she comes on and she does her video. She's asking me all sorts of questions.
I love it.
She knows,
how
she
do
holds
you post
it so
this?
Close to her face. I'm like, it can hear you. The microphone's good.
It's gonna catch your voice, Kim. It's gonna be fine.
I love it. I mean, did you think that this is charming? or embarrassing? I actually think it's charming.
I think it's charming because of the voice he said it. And he's like, it's me, Ben. Like his little like and sultry little situation. Yeah,
I've had the opportunity to interview Ben several times over the years. And I mean, he truly is like a charming, down-to-earth, really sweet guy. And so he is.
And so I love him.
Whenever he goes, like, I do think he would be just that innocent and not know any better and be like,
is this what happens to women when they meet Ben? They get like just soft and like mush. Yeah. Is that what happens? I just watched it. I just witnessed it with my own
eyes. That's what happens.
You know, Jennifer Lopez is at home and is like, why did you people have to make Instagram? Why do all these dudes have to be in people's DMs?
For real.
Jennifer's like, can you guys just hang on the fact that he's still going after me for a couple more days? That was the story yesterday. And now you're already talking about TikTok girl.
Now he on Raya.
Now a bunch of girls are going to get, I mean, I'm going to get on Raya and just put like, you know, looking man looking for man.
Yeah.
Don't care if he's not looking for man, but I'm gonna be looking for that man.
Are you on Raya?
Huh? No, it's $7.99 a month. That's expensive. It's a wop. And I know all of them. By the way, for the gay guys on Raya, it's either your agent or you work in the Kardashian glam crew. So it's like one or the other.
Would it be bad to date either one of those?
I can't use it. I don't have any weed. Like, I mean, like, I want to date a guy who I can, like, milk something out of. Like, give me a lawyer or a CPA.
Okay, all right. All right, Anna Faris is getting real about her marriages to Chris Pratt and Ben Indra. So on her Anna Faris is Unqualified podcast, she admitted to Rachel Bilson that she probably should not have gotten married.
I really feel like calling off an engagement is a smarter, stronger, braver move.
Yeah.
Than what I did, which was like, well, I guess everyone's expecting this, so let's just go through with it.
Is that how you felt?
Yeah.
That's hard because that's living your life for other people and not really listening to yourself.
Oh my gosh. I always commend, you know, I know a few people who've called off an engagement. And just remembering back in that, we were engaged for a year before we got married. And remembering that time, like everything's in full motion and full circles. And like you've ordered this, you've put a direct deposit on this, you've done this, you've done this. And I feel like you're with the motions. Everybody's excited. People are planning trips to come to your wedding. To pull the plug amid all of that is so brave and strong because... But it also is the best thing for you if you know it's right. And I do think a lot of people feel pressure. They just go through it because they're like, well, we've already done all this stuff. It feels too hard to stop it now. But it's harder to stop after you're married and then you have to get a divorce and all that stuff.
Oh, for sure. But
put yourself in debt with that wedding.
That deposit will haunt you, though, for years. I know people that called off weddings in 2004 that still talk about that damn deposit. Not the infidelity, not all the things that the guy has done, but the deposit. I think that we should change the way we give out marriage licenses. I think that you should be engaged for a full 365 days. And if you want to go through with the marriage, then you can proceed. I feel like a lot of times people get engaged and they get caught up in the rapture of what the engagement is, the parties, the dresses, the ring, the flowers. And they don't really think about the relationship itself. So if you had 365 days to figure out if you really wanted to take the next step with somebody, I really think divorce rates would be down.
I mean, I'm a person that actually called off an engagement.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I mean.
How many months till? Weeks.
I mean, we didn't have a date yet, but we were very much in the throes of planning and things like that. But I think for me, it was more so I was just young and in a position where I was doing it for the wrong reasons. Not because I didn't love her or because I didn't want to be with her and my family and my daughter and live that life. It was more so because of who I was in the moment. I just wasn't ready for that type of commitment. And I was fooling myself because I was just in it. You be with someone for so long, you think this is the right thing to do. You're playing house. Like, it's just so many different levels to it.
Yeah.
You're like, well, this feels like the right thing to do, but deep down, you're like, I'm not ready for something like this yet.
Well, that's a lot to self-check.
So I
like
understand
that.
What Anna's talking about, feeling like it's better to break it off in your engagement phase as opposed to the entanglement and everything you got to go through when you break up as a, you know, when you get divorced.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Is it just me or do you walk into somebody's home and you see like a wedding portrait of the two of them on their wedding days and you look at it and you're like, damn, I give them 5 years. Like you can like see it in like somebody's eyes.
I wish I had our wedding photo right now. If I talk about our wedding photographer, I will cry because he did a terrible job. And our videographer as well. Shannon and I, he didn't get a portrait of us, you guys. Not even a portrait. Not even a portrait of me and my wedding dress. It was unbelievable how terrible he did. And the one photo I asked for a portrait of us, it was a testing shot, like where, you know, like they're testing
the
lighting.
Yeah, in the beginning, yeah.
Shannon, we literally look like the old couple where we're holding like hands. I'm standing there with my flowers and he's standing like 2 inches from me and is like, because we were just testing lighting. And, but I was so upset we didn't get a portrait. He's like, yeah, I got a portrait. This is it. And it was literally us standing together. We look like we hate that's each insane. Other.
You look like the old couple with the picture.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What I'm saying, from the barn.
Yes. That's what we look like. That was not the purpose. We were... Long story short, some photographers just suck.
You need to get that deposit back. That's the deposit you need back.
Yes.
You're still thinking about that money.
Oh, I never got over it. Everybody's like, just wait, you'll have kids and you won't get as mad about it. I'm like, no, I'm still fiery mad about it.
It's in her bathroom.
5 years later.
The photo's exactly. In the bathroom.
Exactly. All right. Anna also admitted that she and Chris Pratt hid their issues even from their close friends. How many Hollywood relationships do you think are just for show? We talked a little bit about this yesterday.
I mean, when it first happened and the engagement got cut off, I remember... The last carpet they walked, he had got her this big-ass Zsa Zsa diamond ring, and a reporter said, oh, my God, your ring is so pretty, and I remember being on that carpet, and she was like, oh, yeah, he got this for me, like, and I was like, ooh, girl, like, if you're not gushing about this ring, if it wasn't for a milestone, this was a Band-Aid to something else.
It's almost like she forgot she had it.
Like, she was like, oh, no, don't look at this. Oh, no, let's not pay attention to this. And it was in that moment that I was like, I get it, because... A lot of Hollywood stars, especially men, they want you to be married. But the old school way was you had to be married, you had to be sellable, you had to be this, you had to be straight. You had to be these certain things for studios to say, we are going to give you a blockbuster. And I think when you're talking about Chris Pratt, if you look at his representation, his agents, his managers, they're probably in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. So they're that old school, we brought up Tom Cruise, we brought up George Clooney, and this is how you do it. And I think for him to separate in the middle of Jurassic World, the whole press tour, would have been bad for them as a couple. And she was like, you know what, I get it. I'm in Hollywood, I'm gonna go through the motions with you until this box office thing is done.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, there's moments, and I think in the beginning it feels great, like you kick it off or you hit it off, but I think there's moments throughout the relationship that it just turns into something else. You know, it turns into like, okay, this isn't really for us anymore, but you got a press kit coming up, so we're not gonna break up now.
That's not a good time.
And then that snowballs for another year and another, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but normal people do that too, right. Just not, you know, for press kits. It's like, yeah, okay, let's stay together until the kids get to junior high.
Yep.
Maybe let's stay together until your sister's wedding. And then it's like, oh, well, Christmas is coming up. Should we just break up after?
That's just toxic.
You know what happens?
Yeah, that's just too
people
much.
Just get caught up in, it's not the right time, it's not the right time.
So what do you think's best, rip the Band-Aid off?
No, pick the right time. Pick the right time.
Rip that Band-Aid off.
By the way, I'm the let me just pack my bags and leave in the middle of the night.
All right, still ahead, we're hanging with John Legend. He's talking all about Chrissy and dishing out some very important parenting advice. Plus, New York housewife Luann has a brand new apartment that comes with a shocking surprise. We'll show you next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Real Housewife Luann de Lesseps moved into a new apartment and discovered a very shocking surprise about her neighbor. Check out this sneak peek at tonight's season premiere of Bravo's Real Housewives of New York City.
What are you gonna show me? I don't know if I'm ready for this.
So I'm standing here, I'm literally waiting for the movers to walk in, and I look and I go, oh my.
No! No!
That's Tom Sarah Harris!
No!
Tom Sarah!
Holy!
You know what's even scarier is that I know that Ramona probably did the dirty with Tom too. Like, they've all kind of hooked up with Tom. So it's
That's
funny
so weird to
that,
me,
like, they're both like, oh my God, I've been on that terrace. Yes, girl. I'm like, no, this is horrible.
This is weird.
How do you not know this? How do you not map this out? How do you not know that he lives right across the street? Like, you just moved in? That's gotta be on purpose.
Come on. Come on,
it's
Big
It's television,
It's television. We don't believe you, Luann. We don't believe it's a shocker. Tom's her ex. What would you do, though, if this happened to you? Legitimate surprise.
Have
Not that we don't believe you, but
Boomerang?
We don't. What?
Have you ever seen Boomerang, the movie?
Classic. No.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
Tisha Campbell is one of my favorite actresses ever in Hollywood, and she plays the neighbor to Eddie Murphy's character, and they used to hook up. So every girl that would walk on that terrace, she would be like, girl, get out of there. He a dog, girl. Save yourself, girl. Exactly. Don't do it, girl. Exactly. Sister, SOS. That's what I would be doing for the next 10 years of my life.
Oh, my God, I want to see this movie. This sounds amazing.
I would be saving one soul at a time.
I just see her out there with a megaphone like, that ain't the one. Mm-mm. She's not the one. Get a new one.
It curves to the right. It curves to the right, girl. It's not even good.
That's terrible because he doesn't have, she just can spy on him at all times. She'll be, you gotta know. Yeah. You gotta move out of there.
Even by accident, you're just making a cup of coffee and you're like,
who spend the night? Like, get the binoculars, get the telescope. Who is that?
Who's
David Ramona?
Exactly.
You're back?
Exactly.
All right, one of the world's most powerful couples is divorcing. Bill and Melinda Gates are ending their marriage after 27 years. The news shocked everyone yesterday, but there were some signs of trouble. In a documentary 2 years ago, Bill admitted he wished he had thanked Melinda more over the years, and she expressed her own frustrations.
When Bill and I would go into meetings, like say with a prime minister or a president in a country, you know, all the attention would be focused on Bill. And that wasn't always easy for me at first. But what we learned to do was to be intentional about how we handled it.
Good for them.
Can a relationship ever work when you're this successful? I feel like, I don't know. People get richer and richer, and divorce rates get higher and higher. Yeah.
And you could tell Melinda was like, I was with you shooting in the gym, like type of vibe. So she's like, why am I not getting more recognition? Why haven't you thanked me more over the years? Why haven't you put me in a position to get the same type of notoriety that you have? And when people walk around and see you, they enamor you, but I've been in this thing with you for the long haul, and I don't get that same love. And I think that's the energy you were feeling from that.
Yeah. She'll get her Juanita Jordan moment. She'll get her some $250 million. Well, at this point, it's $75 billion. She'll figure it all out. You know what I think it is, too? I think whenever you're a CEO of a company or you're the face of something like Microsoft, if you think about Steve Jobs, if you think about, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, again, all these men had to put on this, we are family, I am married, I am this guy. Once Bill Gates saw that Jeff, you know, Bezos got out, did the whole thing with Lauren Sanchez, got out of it. No stocks went down at Amazon. Nobody said anything negative about him besides the way that he sexted her, which was so strange.
Maybe in the beginning,
Pick out there, you know. But I think for him, they're seeing that you can actually still run this company.
Like, it was like a couple big things. Meanwhile, most people, if that happened to them, it'd be like life-changing mortification. And he's just like, it's like a dick pic. It's fine.
It looked like this. Like, it was like... But what I'm saying is, like, when you realize that you can get out of a relationship and there will be no penalties to something that you love, like Microsoft, I think they're like, let's go live our second life.
If it ain't affecting the business after all these years, why not? And they've probably been unhappy for quite some time behind closed doors.
Right. And it's kind of like we were just talking about. It probably never felt like the right time because they are a multi-
Life's always moving. And then the pandemic hit and they're trying to help with that. It's just a whole thing.
And they always probably worried about the stocks and the look of it and wanted to be a solid front. And good for them. I don't know, it breaks my heart more whenever it's a couple that's been together 27 years because that's legendary, right?
I tell people, it's never too late to start your life over.
That's true.
And marriages change and things happen. And I think if you are on the same page with your spouse, if my man told me, look, I'm going to prioritize my career for the next 10 years, the kids are next, and then our relationship is third, I'd be like, cool, I'm on that train for 10. We're gonna check back in at 9 to make sure that I can move up 2 spots. And if you still can't get that person to prioritize you or your relationship, then you gotta say, okay, I did the thing for 10 years. We did the conference, we sold the stocks, we're at $130 billion. Is it my turn yet? And if that person still can't say yes, then you gotta say, okay, yeah, I might be 50-something, and like I might not be dripping as much.
You need a little earlier 10-year checkup, though. 10 years is a lot of time to just go through with somebody
before neglected.
You check back in on some, can I level up now kind of
thing. Yeah, that's hard to say. I mean, I just, I don't... I wouldn't give 10 years to be on The Bachelor.
If you were 10 years of my life, if you were open for me and you go tell me there's going to be $1 billion waiting for me at the end of the day, yes, I'll give you 10 years, Daddy. Yes, 10 is my maximum, though, but that's my threshold. Your threshold might be something different. You know, we talk about this all the time with celebrities. It's like, oh, my God, can you believe she took that? I'm like, yeah, sometimes when you date a baller, sometimes when you date a rapper, there's things that go along with the lifestyle that you have to say in your mind, can I put up with my man not being home every day? Can I put up with other bitches throwing themselves at him? And if you can't say yes, exit stage left.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, Melinda ain't got that 10-year gap. She's... Like, you got a 10-year gap because you're younger and you're 30. She's older. She doesn't have that 10. She's trying to hit it right now and get to her next phase and enjoy it. And there is a sense of resurgence and sense of finding yourself when you, you know, separate from a man once everything's solidified and all the things are clear.
That's $75 billion.
And that $75 billion hits the account.
Live your new life in peace, girl. Well, wish them the best. All right, coming up, Britney Spears opens up about her life, her surprising new message, and this crazy Starbucks order has gone viral. Is it okay to know what makes you happy, or is this just crazy? We'll debate after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. It's time for Would You Do It? A photo of a Starbucks order has gone viral because Twitter is freaking out. It's got 13 modifications. Is this order crazy? Or you know what? Is it okay to know exactly what you want?
But how did you get there? Like, how many trial and error situations were you
this
part of?
This person has to be a former Starbucks employee, right? Because this is so customized.
Or, by the way, yes, not only a former employee, he's going back to the place where he worked to put the order in for the dude who he hated to make.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
First of all, I want to shout out to Edward because I know he's gay. Because he ordered a blended drink, and like I said, iced coffee.
Double blended
makes you feel like it's less calories. So I know where you are.
But it's not. That right there. I don't even know. That should be your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that.
A full meal. Just put some protein in there, and you're good for the rest of the day.
What's your Starbucks order?
I'm just simple. I'm iced chai latte with extra shot.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
The red eye?
That classy? That was really
iced chai latte. Okay. Actually, I'm not surprised by that. I'm as basic as you get. Coffee with cream.
Got it.
You?
Oh, I'm a triple non-fat, no foam, bone dry latte, 120 degrees, and make sure it's covered.
Wait, 120? You're not saying the degrees to these people.
Yeah, because they put the little tester in there, and I can drive to work with it and not have to touch it.
What's bone dry? What's the bone dry?
The bone dry is when they don't put the milk in the latte. They just put the froth.
The froth.
So the coffee hits you, and it takes
the froth. Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, it's less milk. You know, I'm lactose intolerant.
Froth is...
All right. A man is fighting with his wife over a participation trophy. Oh, this big debate. Okay, their son placed fifth in his spelling bee. He was very bummed he did not get a trophy. His wife wants to have one made, but the man, the father, thinks this is a very bad idea and sets a bad precedent. Victor, would you give your daughter a participation trophy?
Absolutely not. Not even close. I'm too competitive as a father, as an athlete, as a person to give any one of my children, both current and the ones I have in the future.
All right, so she takes
any participation.
Your baby girl.
Work harder. Come back next year and work harder.
Baby girl, that little girl comes to you with those big teary eyes. She's crying. She's so sad. She gave it her all and she took fifth.
And that's okay. We're going to cry. Come hang out with daddy for a minute. Next year, you're going to work a little harder so you get to second.
Oh!
We are real. The Cruz household is very real. By the way, Kennedy's got thick skin. Like, she's not going to take losing very well. She's not going to cry. She's going to be angry. Like, she's angry when she loses.
I probably wouldn't do a participation trophy either. I did like what this father did. What they did is they said, you did a great job. You worked really hard. Next year, you're going to get that trophy. But for now, let's go take you to get your favorite meal. And they went to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that.
That's fine.
I would still celebrate the hard work.
We would have went there anyway.
Okay. The books your children are going to write about you two are going to be number one bestsellers. Mommy Dearest and Daddy Did What?
It's also creating a precedence for you to accept mediocrity. And I don't want Kennedy to think you get applauded or you get gifts for being fifth. If you're, I could see if you got third and you wanted to win first, but you're still placed. You're still on the podium.
Oh,
as long as you're on the podium.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Ruthless.
Hold on. For real.
Hold on. Victor, be as serious as I'm going to be right now and be honest.
Okay.
Have you never bought yourself a chain to say, oh, my God, yeah, I made it to the playoffs. Let me just give myself a little something to say congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, there's little
money. You didn't win the Super Bowl.
You didn't win the Super Bowl.
You came in fourth.
Wait. Why should your hard work?
Who didn't win the Super Bowl? You mean in that moment?
In that moment. Like, I'm going to get this
let's
ring.
Let's be very clear. I've always won the Super Bowl. Very clear. Every day I wake up like, yo, I won the Super Bowl. I think I should buy a chain today.
You never celebrated any of your small wins.
100%. No, when I got this job at E, I went and got me a ring. I got this ring when I got this job. Thank you, guys. Thank you, E.
How much are you making?
You know what I bought myself?
Shoebox.
That coffee with cream.
Yeah,
at Starbucks.
And that was a stretch.
Can you zoom in on her mug, please?
This was a gift from Justin. I didn't pay for this. But yeah, okay, I get what you're saying, and I think that you should always encourage them. I don't think you should give like a pat on the back for every little thing, but I do think you have to celebrate hard work, because what if Kennedy, what if your daughter, okay, here's another question I have for you. This is off subject, but I'm curious because I always think about this.
Okay.
Let's say Kennedy really wants to play softball.
Okay.
But you're looking at her, you're an athlete, and you know
Kennedy's not
gonna be the number one softball player. She's never going to be making it to the pitcher mound.
Okay.
She's going to be third on the bench for the whole career. What do you do?
Well, it depends on does she like it. Like, if she
likes it, and she thinks she's good.
Then you
but
play.
You know she's not.
Daddy's not coming to the games, but you can play.
What?
I'm not going to watch you ride the bench. What am I doing? What am I saying?
The book that this girl is going to write in 10 years.
Now I got
to
be a softball dad making hot dogs for everybody out there, not really paying attention to the game. There is that parent. When their kid sucks, they cook. Anybody that cooks in the chefs, their kids aren't good. Remember that.
Oh, my God. Is that what my mom was always in the concession stand?
Remember that.
My mom was a concession stand lady.
Just fun facts.
Because they don't have anything to watch.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, Victor.
Don't say that too loud. It's her mama's back home in Patterson.
Oh, jeez. Okay, up next, you guys. Tiffany Haddish is revealing what she and Common fight over. We're hanging with her when we come back.
Welcome back. It is time for today's Hollywood Minute. In a new Instagram post, Britney Spears slams a documentary is being made about her life, asking why they highlight her most negative and traumatizing moments from forever ago. She calls them hypocritical because the docs criticize the media but then do the same thing. Maybe she's onto something. Young Rock, the NBC comedy about Dwayne Johnson before he was famous, has been renewed for season 2. Season 1's finale is actually tonight. Here is a sneak peek.
Yeah, look, I'm not familiar.
You wanna live?
Bobby Bowden beat you to the best D-lineman in the country?
Better hurry.
I'm making a decision soon.
Hey, kid.
Respect the guts you got in calling me.
Gotta go for it, right?
Kim cries and Chloe doubts surrogacy. It's all in this new mid-season look at Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, I feel like a loser, you know?
I just want you to be happy and joyful.
Yeah, and I'm ready too.
Well, it's your baby, but it's her body.
I'm starting to wonder if surrogacy is really going to work for me and my family.
Keeping Up airs Thursday at 8 p.m. on E! And that's your Hollywood Minute. Now, you guys, I have talked to legal. I've talked to my producers, and they have agreed to let me air some more of this hilarious interview with Tiffany Haddish. And today she is talking all about her man, Common, and what they fight about. Why is it important for women to be their own ballers?
I'd rather work with and be in sync with someone and not have to be this certain type of trophy or certain type of thing in order to exist in this person's world. Like in the relationship I'm in now, we can laugh and have fantastic moments, and we're not fighting about like who paid the light bill, who paid this, but you didn't do that, you forgot to do this, you didn't take the car.
100%.
If we're arguing about anything, it's like him pulling up D-Nice in the middle of a dang movie that he picked for us to watch. And I love
D-Nice.
That's
what I'm looking for.
I'm like, are we watching the movie or are we watching D-Nice? What are we doing?
Ooh, that sounds like some personal experience right there.
It is. It is. It's one of the only arguments we have.
I have to ask you something, and I know you know who this person is. Mm-hmm. If I sent Bolo, it's the stripper who was in Real Housewives of Atlanta with a third arm.
Yeah!
To your house this weekend. Are you returning Bolo? Are you keeping Bolo there for yourself? Or are you calling six of your girlfriends to come with their masks and as much money as they can pile up?
We're gonna party. I'm gonna call my homegirls. We're gonna party. But I'm not, my hands are to myself. You understand me?
Look, with your Sia wig down to here so you can just like open it like drapes.
Yeah. I love you, Justin.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you something really funny? Yeah.
You two are hilarious.
Oh no, I can't even. By the way, I can't even do it. I'm sorry. I can't even.
Don't
I can't.
Do that. Don't do that. Tell us.
Oh, I can't.
You've already started
I'm sorry. I cannot. I will go live after this and do it on my Instagram and I will tell you guys a funny story. I can't do it on live TV. I just realized.
That was shady, man. That was shady, man.
People would have my balls.
But it's cute. I love her interaction with Common whenever she talks about him. You could tell that they really vibe with each other. Their energies kind of match. You could tell that, like, if you peeked into their living room, they're hysterical together. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so by the way, pretty girls are nice to look at. Funny girls are the ones like me who, you know, last forever.
Who told you were funny?
America. Check that. Check that.
All right, y'all. After the break, Kendall, Haley, and Bella are all making dad pants cool again. But do we agree? We're going to try it or trash it next.
Twitter poll right now.
Sandra Oh, Awkwafina, and director Chloe Zhao are knocking down barriers and proving diversity plays an important role in Hollywood. When Sandra Oh hosted the Golden Globes back in 2019, she was the first Asian American host, and her win for Killing Eve made her the first Asian American to win Best Actress in a TV drama in 39 years.
I'm aware of what it means, you know, and I most humbly take that on, you know, and all I tried to do was do my best.
It's been really cool to see my family be so proud, because I think that every Asian American kid just wants that to happen.
After focusing most of her career in comedy, Awkwafina took on her first dramatic role in The Farewell.
How bad is she? And you can tell me the truth.
It was worth the risk because it earned her a Golden Globe, the first time an Asian American woman ever won in the lead actress film category. Chloe Zhao is a woman of many talents, producer, screenwriter, director, but it was her work in Nomadland that made her the first Asian woman ever to win for Best Director and only the second woman in Oscars history to win in the category.
If this win helps more people like me get to live their dreams. I'm so grateful for this.
Aw, we're gonna be celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month all month long. And check out these adorable photos of an 11-year-old girl dressed up as Chloe Zhao, winning her Oscars. Her uncle shared the pics and wrote, "Representation matters."
I love that.
I love that too. Very cute. That little girl's really cute.
I know, right?
Super.
Okay, so if you need to update your closet, we've got you covered with Tuesday Trends. To shop these looks, just pull out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. First step to today, we have dad pants. All of our favorite fashionistas have been rocking this relaxed new trend, including Kendall Jenner, Hailey Bieber, and Bella Hadid.
You know what? I'm going to try it if you wear it either with the skinniest leg that you can find on a mannequin or the highest heels that you own, because I feel like you need that length to really pull that off.
You also need the legs to pull it off. I like Kendall's style right here. Like, she keeps it super simple, streamlined. It's my favorite.
It does look really good if you have very small hips and small thighs. I think that sometimes whenever you're, like, a curvier person, like myself, it's a little difficult to wear those pants and not feel like you look two sizes bigger. but I do think that they're very cute with the right outfit.
Mm-hmm. And Bella's vest is great. I mean, that just...
I like the tennis shoes on Hailey Bieber, though. I think it's cool. I think Hailey Bieber's just probably my favorite, though. I like that.
I'm not a New Balance, y'all.
I'm down with that. Okay, The hot color for spring and summer is bright green. Queen Bee went big for an all-neon look. Mindy Kaling chose green with florals, and Viola Davis wore this trend to the SAG Awards last month. Try it or trash it.
I'm going to try it. Look, I've been low-key for the last year. I want people to see me now. Okay, I'm calm here.
We've been inside. We're outside. Yes. Let's bring these outside colors with us.
Yeah.
Yes, bring the joy.
I love bright Kelly Green. You can't, I would probably go for, yes, a dress you really love, or like a blazer, maybe that you can kind of pair it with something else downed.
Yep, yep. I'm not mad at that.
I always say if you're going to buy the highlighter green, just know you're going to wear it once.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that's going to stay.
Don't spend a lot on it.
Yes, don't spend too much on it.
100%.
The oversized blazer and boot combo has been hot for a while, and the stars are loving it. Olivia Culpo, Khloe Kardashian, Gabrielle Union, some of the latest to step out in the look.
Ooh. Y'all.
Yeah. We
like
all
blazers.
We like
I
all
think
of
that's
this,
timeless. Yeah.
Oh, Victor, you're into it.
We need to even. We like all of this. I mean, why do
oh,
we
Victor's
not,
into it.
Why do we not like all of this?
This is all good.
This is all good.
All right. Up next, we're getting personal with John Legend and how he defends Chrissy Teigen from the online trolls. Stay with us. Cool. TC, count with us. 3, 2, 1.
Shocker. You have a sister.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. What an amazing day. Oh,
oh my God.
God.
We were all praying for a girl that day except Shannon, and it was so obvious. That was like one of the happiest days of my life. I was so mad at you for going on another maternity leave, and I know I can't legally say that, but hell, I was mad.
I've had a lot of life events on this show. I mean, in general, getting married, 2 kids. It's crazy.
Meeting me.
Meeting you. My forever work husband. It's kind of crazy. It's a look back as part of our celebration of Daily Pop's 4-year anniversary. We're going to be celebrating more tomorrow. Okay. Yep. Moving on to John Legend. He just gave Liliana the parenting advice we all needed to hear. Listen.
Mother's Day and Father's Day, they're right around the corner. I'm actually expecting my first. What is the best piece of parenting advice you can give my husband and I?
As a husband, I feel like, one, it's very difficult right after delivery for a woman. A lot of women deal with postpartum depression. There's a lot going on with your body and your hormones. As a husband, we've gotta be reliable. We gotta be a rock. We gotta be there for our wives. We've got to be as present and available as possible to help with whatever needs to be done.
He's got an Oscar, Emmy, Tony, and a Grammy. But let's just go ahead and give him this one too. John Legend has proven there's nothing he won't do for Chrissy Teigen, including speaking for her when the online trolls became too much to handle.
We're happy to have her back, although it would have been fun for you to be her Twitter proxy, and like, so you could designate, okay, this is from me, John, or wait, hold on, Chrissy wanted me to share the following. It's cute.
It could have been funny if we kept the bit going for a while, but we didn't.
John's been busy with another project, debuting some original music in the Versus series by SK2 Studio. The animated series is based on real-life experiences of 6 Olympic athletes, including gymnast Simone Biles.
Of course, we are all, as Americans, so proud of Simone Biles, and she's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in the Olympics. But she's also dealt with a lot of challenges, and so we wanted to kind of address all of that within this film.
You never looked so beautiful, as beautiful as flowers in the spring.
I felt like I was able to empathize with Simone's story because I've been right next to my wife as she's dealt with online trolls. And I feel like women get a lot more negativity online than men do. And particularly for female athletes, oftentimes they have to deal with, oh, are they hot or not? At the same time as they're dealing with, are they really good at their sport?
John, this is why we love you so much. It was wonderful to see you.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
John is the best.
I love him.
He really does get husband of the year all the time. All right, coming up, it's a pop quiz for National Teacher Appreciation Day. How well do you know your movie and TV teachers? Like in this question. Play along with us. Daily Pop 101 is now in session. Today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, and we've got a game called Class Act. It's a quiz about famous movie and TV teachers. The first one to write down the correct choice will win the round. Okay, let's get started. This one. Which music artist did Cameron Diaz star in Bad Teacher with? Justin Timberlake, Lenny Kravitz, or C. Tim McGraw? I cannot read that, Justin.
Mine went up first.
Hey, Justin, let's see if you guys got that right.
A bunch of us are going out tonight to see Period 5 play. Do you want to come?
I'd rather get shot in the face.
So, are you guys coming to the palace tonight? My band's going to do a few songs.
You're in Period 5.
Good job, guys. All right. Name the house Harry Potter was sorted to. Hufflepuff, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? CC? Oh, my gosh. Do we have some...
That's what I do.
Gryffindor. Boo. Gryffindor all day.
All right. Let's see. Let's see if you're right.
Better be Gryffindor.
Very impressed. Okay. What course did Viola Davis's character Annalise Keating teach on how to get away with murder? Prison law and policy, criminal law 100, or local government law? B is your answer. Let's see.
I'm Professor Annalise Keating, and this is criminal law 100, or as I prefer to call it,
how to get away with murder.
Okay, and you, how do you know all of these? I'm very impressed with you guys.
What
subject did Bryan Cranston's character Walter White teach on Breaking Bad? Biology, chemistry, physics. Come on, you got this one. You got this. All right, can we have a different answer? B&B. You guys are going to tie. Who's going to take the shot at the end of this? Let's see the answer.
Chemistry is the study of matter, but I prefer to see it as the study of change.
It's already made.
Okay.
Okay, which one of these inspirational films about teachers is not based on a true story? Good Will Hunting, Stand and Deliver, or Freedom Riders?
We might have different answers.
Come on. Oh, we have different answers. All right. Let's see who wins the whole game. Which film is this?
You work out, huh?
What, you lift?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nautilus?
No, free weights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Free weights, huh?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah?
Just like that.
What do you bench?
285. What do you bench? You paint that?
Try it back up, okay, Victor. Okay, last question. Which Oscar-winning actor teaches at his alma mater? Okay, Sean Penn, Michael Douglas, or Matthew McConaughey? This is an easy one.
I don't know this one.
Yes! You! My husband won this round. Let's see.
Matthew McConaughey?
He's an honorary teacher.
I want to go back to school and get taught by Matthew McConaughey. Can I go back to UT?
Can you imagine? I know. Was there a teacher who had a really big impact on you?
Yeah, the lady who drove the magic school bus. She really taught me a lot about life.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, mine was Mr. Feeney. I mean, Boy Meets World, everybody knew that one. Mr. Feeney was like my guy. He was compassionate, but he had good advice.
Yeah.
And there was always a teaching moment, pun intended.
100%.
In everything he did.
Yes. What about you?
Well, I can't think of another TV one. So a real teacher that I had was Ms. Forbes in second grade, and she was supportive. Like, I felt like she stayed in touch with me my whole life, and she's still my Facebook friend. And she's still supporting me.
I love that.
The biggest thing is that you're still on Facebook.
I am.
Shout out to Ms. Forbes, it's a private profile.
All right, tomorrow, Katy Perry is telling us about her plans for her very first Mother's Day bachelorette. Tayshia is talking babies, lots of them. Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
You won,
Justin. You won Class Act.
Just one.